You're listening to SBS News. Arriving in Australia by boat in June 2012, Taliban Nanaswaran made an asylum claim which the Australian government rejected. He claimed his father and brother were killed during Sri Lanka's civil war and that he'd been beaten and tortured by Sri Lankan security forces. In 2016, he married a woman who'd also arrived in Australia by boat in September of 2012. Last week, she and the couple's 11-month-old daughter were granted a safe haven enterprise visa, but he was issued with a deportation notice. Aran Malwaganam from the Tamil Refugee Council says the federal government has made a procedural error.
The Australian government knew from about 2016 that he had a wife, and when the wife went for hearing, they were also aware that he had a child as well. So they were aware that he was part of a family unit. The moment wife was given a protection visa, the Australian government should have recognized Taliban as part of that family unit and allowed him to stay with the family rather than issuing him the removal notice.
Lawyer Sarah Dale from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service says while the Australian government's decision to deny him a visa is relevant, she insists the fact that he has a wife and child is a far more important consideration.
It is relevant that his claim was rejected, and I can't really go through the process of his claim. I appreciate that he did apply for protection, that it was rejected. He had appeal rights, that was also rejected. But the fact of the matter remains is that he has a wife and a daughter here in Australia who he will likely be permanently separated from.
Sri Lanka's long-running civil war ended in 2009, but some Tamils insist the country is still not safe. Aran Malwaganam from the Tamil Refugee Council says it's not only refugee advocacy groups making that claim.
It's not just an organisation like ours. You know, there are reputed international human rights organisations like Amnesty International who have come up with these claims that Sri Lanka is still dangerous for Tamils.
The United Nations says it's alarmed by the Australian government's decision to deport. Andre Masecic from the UN Refugee Agency says the deportation breaches Australia's obligations to the couple's child.
This contravenes the basic right of family unity as well as the fundamental principle of the best interest of the child. UNHCR sought assurances from the government of Australia that the man would not be removed from Australia and be allowed to remain with his family. Private legal representatives had also lodged multiple requests for intervention with the Minister for Home Affairs. We regret that those collective representations were unsuccessful.
The United Nations says this latest deportation takes Australia's immigration policy beyond a simple refusal to reunite refugee families and instead actively and indefinitely separates them. Lawyer Sarah Dale agrees.
It's very clear in the immigration law and indeed all Australian domestic law that the best interests of the child must be put first before anything else. And what we've seen today is that the family unit is a protected and respected fundamental unit in our society, and that has been ignored.
SBS News has contacted the Department of Home Affairs for comment. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.